I was diagnosed with lupus when I was 17 years old. And those first few years were pretty rough. I was also trying to be a normal college student and do all the normal college student things and continue to swim in college at an elite level. And my body fought back and hated me, and it just got harder. By the time I was a junior, it wasn't just the pins and needles and the pain in my legs and the muscle weakness and slowing down in general. My organs started to fail on me. My kidney function went down, my liver function went down, scar tissue buildup around my lungs, so it felt like an elephant was sitting on my chest. And trying to be a full-time student during all of that was really rough. And then also trying to treat it was really rough. There was a new immunosuppressant on the market, and it wasn't covered by insurance. But the doctor told me that was going to save my kidneys. So I believed him, and he was right. It did. But at the time, it was horribly expensive, thousands of dollars a month. But I had no choice. So I figured it out, and I just put it on a credit card. And every month, I put it on a credit card. And I paid the minimums on my credit card. When you're in college, everybody wants to give you a credit card. They want to get you in trouble. And I racked up a lot of debt, basically trying to save myself. But it worked. So I don't regret any of that, but it took me a long time. It took me at least 8 years to pay off all of my medical bills from that time period. It was rough, and it took a lot of penny pinching and a lot of budgeting. There was one point in my early career where I actually was on food stamps and living in upstate New York, and all of my extra money was going towards just trying to stay afloat and pay off those medical bills. But I did it, and I'm proud to say I did it. The ACA has saved me money, and it has given me a peace of mind to know that I will have insurance coverage. After the election, the day after, I think everyone was a little in shock, not really knowing what to do, but instead of wallowing, I decided to pick up the phone, and I immediately called both senators in Georgia, and I called my congressman's office. There is a staffer in Congressman Doug Collins' office. He and I are on a first name basis. We're close now. I just called and said my story. I need pre-existing condition coverage. It's really important to me. And I understand you're a Republican and you want to repeal the ACA, but I need to know where you stand on keeping those protections. And I was assured that that protection would stand, and the keeping kids on their parents' insurance till they're 26 would stand. The story went on, and we got further into the weeds of repealing the ACA. I got more nervous day in, day out of, are you going to actually keep these protections? Are you going to throw me to the state and put me in a high-risk pool that doesn't work? So I definitely made a lot of phone calls, and I was on his virtual town halls, and I made my voice known. But the day that it was supposed to go to a vote, that Friday, I was kind of anxious all day and was on pins and needles, and I had to go into a client meeting, and I was on the phone, you know, knee deep in actual work, which is, you know, what I get paid to do. And I came out, and my coworkers were just casually talking, and I was like, oh, what's the vote count? And they go, oh, you didn't hear. They canceled the vote. They're not voting on it. And then they showed me the article of Paul Ryan saying Obamacare is the law of the land for now. And I just started crying. And I broke down and just started crying. I was so happy knowing that I would be okay and I could be covered when I get sick again.